International Nurses Day.
A very special day as we thank and salute nurses right around Geelong and our region. To have a chat with us now, we've got a local nurse, Michael Schmidhuber, who works for Barwon Health at the Geelong Hospital. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're very well. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. Now, this is just what nurses are like, though, Hilo. Michael's got 3 days off. It's International Nurses Day, and he's still agreed to talk to us. So thank you very much.
Pleasure. Not a problem at all, guys.
Michael, you're ending up especially to talk to us, I hope, but thank you for your time. Michael, on this very special day, we just wanted to highlight nurses and have a yak to you and your crew. Why did you become a nurse?
For me, it was mainly a family thing to start with. When I was younger, I'm from Germany originally, and my mum was a nurse as well, so I got a fairly early impression of shift work, waking up at 9 o'clock in the morning after night shift. Just joking. It was like the introduction from the family, and introduced to it very early from my mom. See what she was doing and what her day was like, and she told me a lot of stories about it. So yeah, that was probably the initiator for me to start my nursing career.
How long have you been a nurse, Michael?
I've been a nurse for probably altogether for 9 years. I studied in Germany before and I studied in Australia again. So I'm trained in Germany but then retrained again in Australia.
Well, thank you for coming out here and providing your services. What do you find satisfying about the job, Michael?
Well, there's so many things satisfying about nursing. I could talk about it quite for a long time. And I think it's more about helping people, being there for people, enjoying the medical field that you're working in, meeting people from all different walks of life, learning about different cultures. And then, of course, the medical side of things when you specialize. I'm a renal nurse myself, so I'm specializing in kidneys. I worked in Monash before with a lot of dialysis patients and then worked in Geelong in the nephrology ward as well. And, yes, learning about the speciality. It's a broad field. There's lots of different aspects to it.
Very broad field. And I suppose the last couple of years have had enormous challenges. Michael, how have you handled the last couple of years during a pandemic?
It was obviously very challenging to start with. When Corona obviously came out, we sort of didn't know what to expect and how will it affect us at work. It was actually a bit scary at the beginning. Once we got our head around it, once we got the rules and regulations out, we know how to use our PPE and all these things, it actually became manageable. We were very well supported in the hospital for it. Obviously, a lot of people who worked directly on the front line were confronted with a different way to me because I worked on a less acute ward. But yeah, it was definitely a challenging time for us, for sure. But yeah, I think we're getting through it slowly, slowly. Still out there, still present. But yeah, it definitely was a challenge.
We're speaking to Michael Schmidhuber, who's a local nurse at the Geelong Hospital for Barwon Health on International Nurses Day. Now, what about the crew you work with, Michael? Give them a shout out. Do you work with lots of wonderful, effervescent, crazy nurses?
Yes, I have an amazing crew of international and local nurses on my ward. Shout out to Six North in Barwon Health, in Geelong Hospital. You guys are awesome. Yeah, they welcomed me with open arms. I only started there like 1.5 years ago, so yeah, it's been an amazing time there.
Great. Isn't that terrific? And a message, if someone's listening and thinking they might get into nursing if they were just, you know, toing and froing, and what would you say to someone who wants to get into nursing?
Nursing is an amazing career choice. You've got so many opportunities to work with. You have different fields to work in. Once you have your grad year, your experience gone up, you can work in so many different areas. You have different shifts. You can plan the hours that you work in regards to having a family later on in life. You literally can work 3 days a week in certain fields. You can work casual, whatever you want to do, and you still have a very good living. So there's really good aspects to it. You will always have a beautiful human input in your life. It will always revalue your own life to understand what's very important about it. So, yeah, there's so many aspects to it. It's a bit challenging at the beginning when you start and younger, but the rewards are amazing, and I can only encourage people to become a nurse.
It's easy to see why you are a nurse, Michael. You're very caring with a beautiful heart. Well, we'll let you go and enjoy your day off. Just finally, we know that COVID hasn't finished and the flu season is upon us. From the staff and yourself, any messages for people in terms of looking after ourselves as the flu season starts?
I think we should never forget to be still sensible to COVID. We're having like rules like no more masks and things, but I would encourage people to wear masks in crowded places. The numbers are still going up and there's lots of things still happening, so don't take it on the light shoulder, people. Get your COVID vaccination, get your flu vaccination, that we can all get through this together as a community the best possible way.
Michael, that's a great message. Michael Schmidhuber is a nurse from University Hospital here in Geelong. Thank you so much for everything you do. It's a shame you've got the day off because we're going to be popping into Geelong Hospital a bit later to say thank you, bring a few little treats and say good day to the team. But Michael, on behalf of all us here at Bay 93.9, thank you for all you do.
No worries, guys. Pleasure. Thanks for having me on this morning. You guys have a nice day.
You too. Happy International Nurses Day. How good's that?
It's wonderful.
Brilliant. I love them. A couple of minutes, we're going to give you a chance to get in the...